Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Ever feel like you're stuck in a time warp? You know, caught between reliving yesterday's blunders and worrying about tomorrow's uncertainties. Well, let me tell you, that's a recipe for misery. Today, we're diving into the power of embracing the present moment, letting go of those regrets dragging you down, and learning to truly live in this moment. Because guess what? The past is gone, the future isn't here yet, and all we have is now. And trust me, living fully in this moment can be life-changing. Think about it like this. You wouldn't waste a perfectly good sunny day staring longingly at a cloudy forecast, right? So why spend precious time agonizing over what you coulda, woulda, shoulda done? Let's face it, regret is like that old pair of jeans, uncomfortable, worn out, and frankly, holding you back. So how do we ditch the past baggage and fully embrace the present? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get there. 1. Acceptance. This one's a biggie. Accepting what has happened is not about condoning it, it's about acknowledging it, learning from it, and moving on. Holding on to anger or bitterness just keeps those wounds festering. Imagine yourself as a powerful warrior facing a challenge. You wouldn't keep dwelling on past defeats, would you? No, you'd analyze them, learn from them, and strategize for the next battle. That's what acceptance does for your emotional well-being. It allows you to rise above the regrets and step into your full potential. 2. Forgiveness. Now, this doesn't mean forgetting or excusing wrongdoings, but rather freeing yourself from the shackles of resentment. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiving doesn't condone bad actions, it sets you free. Think about it like this. You wouldn't carry a heavy rock around just because someone threw it at you, right? Forgiveness is like letting go of that rock lighter, freer, and ready to move forward. 3. Gratitude. This one's all about shifting your focus to the good stuff. Every day, there are countless things to be grateful for: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a supportive friend, even just the fact that you're alive. Cultivating gratitude is like training your brain to see the bright side. It's like switching from a black and white movie to a vibrant Technicolor masterpiece. 4. Mindfulness. This is about being fully present in this moment, right here, right now. Put down that phone, step away from the screen, and truly engage with your surroundings. Notice the sounds, smells, the textures, really experience life with all your senses. It's like taking a deep breath and saying, "Hey, world, I'm here and I'm ready for you." 5. Action. This is where the rubber meets the road. What can you do today to create a more fulfilling present? Set a small goal, start that project you've been putting off, or simply spend some quality time with loved ones. Remember, the past is gone, the future is uncertain, but your actions right now shape your reality. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking through a beautiful park on a crisp autumn day. The leaves are changing colors, the air smells fresh, and there's a gentle breeze rustling through the trees. You take a deep breath, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. You notice the laughter of children playing nearby, the chirping of birds in the branches above, and the vibrant tapestry of nature unfolding before you. That's the power of being present, fully experiencing every moment, savoring the little things, and appreciating the beauty that surrounds us. Now, how often do we actually do that? We're constantly scrolling through our phones, worrying about the past or future, missing out on the magic of this very instant. So, what's your takeaway? Regret is a thief, it steals your joy, your energy, and your time. But you have the power to reclaim those things. You can choose to let go of the past, embrace the present, and create a future filled with purpose and meaning. Start small, take a few deep breaths, appreciate something beautiful around you, or simply be kind to yourself. Every moment is a fresh start, a new opportunity to live fully and authentically. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the Stoic spirit alive together. Until next time, stay present, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.